This news update is being brought to you by Bayport State Bank, your full-service, locally-owned bank with locations in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Seaboyne. Hi, good morning. My name is Mac Kelly with Thumb Broadcasting and a look at some of your local news. Linda Holzhausen, 75, of Ubley, has been sentenced. In February, she pled no contest to animal abandoning cruelty of 4 to 10 animals, for which she was sentenced to 36 months. She is also ordered to pay fines and costs totaling $24,678, which is including restitution of $24,480 for the care of animals that were rescued from her home in Sanilac County. For her plea, the counts of animals abandoning, the count of cruelty of 25 or more animals, and animals abandoning cruelty to one animal, and harboring unlicensed dogs were dismissed. The case against Holzhausen started on April of last year. Sanilac County Sheriff's Department and Animal Control executed a search warrant April 4th at a house on Huron County Line Road in Greenleaf Township. And during that investigation, 46 dogs, 4 cats, and 1 bird were removed from the residence after authorities found dogs covered in feces and soaked in urine. County by county, the effort to make motorists aware they share the road with motorcycles continues. May is Motorcycle Awareness Month. As such, Jeremy Bouverette, of Abate, has been going county to county seeking commissioner's support on Motorcycle Awareness Month and to promote the Look Twice, Save a Life, Motorcycles Are Everywhere effort. Tuscola County commissioners were the first in the thumb to go on record supporting the effort, and Huron commissioners were the second. Sanilac commissioners were the next to join the effort. Motorcycle Awareness Month is a reminder that most four-wheel vehicles versus motorcycle crashes could be avoided with respect and awareness of motorcycles on the streets and intersection. We'll be right back on Thumb Broadcasting right after this.
Mary, this customer wants a loan. Call Detroit. Get the customer's information and schedule an appointment with my secretary.
Red tape, loan meetings, and formulas that just don't work for you. Discover a bank that helps you get what you want quickly. Hi, I'm Leanne, loan officer at Bayport State Bank. When you need a loan, come see one of our lenders. From ag and business loans to car loans and everything in between, we're there for you, start to finish. And because we are locally owned and operated right here in the Thumb, we have your answers promptly, making the process easy. That's our commitment to you, finding financing and products that fit our customers' needs.
And I'm Annie. At Bayport State Bank, we offer checking and savings accounts that have no fees and no minimum balance requirements. And banking with Bayport State Bank is secure, convenient, and easy with our mobile banking app. From transfers, payments, balancing your checkbook, or making a check deposit, it's as easy as a click of a button on your smartphone. It's banking your way, anytime, anywhere. Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring. An equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
Welcome back to Thumb Broadcasting for more news. We'll begin with two stories that are brought to you by the Associated Press. And they wrote, President Biden and Donald Trump appeared to agree on a timetable to participate in 2 debates before the November general election. Now, earlier today, the Democratic president announced that he won't participate in fall presidential debate sponsored by the nonpartisan commission that's organized them for more than 3 decades. Biden proposes media organizations organize the debates with the presumptive Democratic and Republican nominees, with the first in late June and the second in September before early voting begins. Trump says he's ready and willing to debate Biden on those dates. Working out the details could be challenging. Biden's proposal would exclude third-party candidates such as Robert F. Kennedy Jr. 70 years ago this week, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled separating children in schools by race was unconstitutional. On paper, that decision, the fabled Brown versus Board of Education taught in most every American classroom, still stands. In reality, school integration is all but gone, the victim of a gradual series of court cases that slowly eroded it, leaving little behind. For decades, American schools have been resegregating. Around 4 out of 10 Black and Hispanic students go to schools where almost every one of their classmates is another student of color. That's a quick look at your news brought to you by Bayport State Bank, your full-service, locally owned bank. They have locations in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Seaboing. For the latest Thumb area news, anytime, make sure you go to thumbnet.net.